Idaho has the second highest rate of unintentional drownings for children ages 1 to 5 in the United States. We are second only to Florida. This is all according to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. Yet it is a subject that we don't sound the alarm on near enough, and it is 100% preventable. Here in the Gem State, we have all heard of cases of small children drowning in canals or backyard pools. And most drownings happen when it is not designated pool time. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, from 2005 to 2014, there were an average of 3,536 accidental drownings annually in the United States. That averages out to be about 10 deaths per day. So what can we do as a community, as parents, to start talking about this so that those numbers go down and to also make sure that no other child becomes a drowning statistic? David Duro, he is the CEO of the Treasure Valley YMCA, and he is joining me in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jim, and thanks for taking the time to talk about such an important topic.
I think it is such an incredibly important topic that we don't seem to talk about enough. And I know one of the Y's main missions is water safety. So tell me about that mission.
Yeah, well, really, we're about healthy development of kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you don't keep them alive and safe from drowning, you're not going to make good, responsible, productive human beings. And so we know it's a big issue in our community, in this state, and really in the nation. So one of the things that we try to do is spread that message about we've got to keep our kids safe around water.
And it's critical, especially in a state like Idaho. And I think people might be surprised to know that we are second in the nation. And a lot of that has to do with all of the canals.
Yeah,
who knew, right?
I mean, Florida is totally surrounded by ocean. And
everybody has a pool in Florida.
Yeah, everybody has a pool. That's right. And so there's a lot of opportunities. And people discount that here in the Gem State, we've got all the lakes, the ponds, the backyard pools, and the canals, all that are just ripe for kids to be in. I mean, I hate to admit it, but I grew up in Nampa. I was in those canals. And I think the first line of defense for a lot of parents is they say, don't go swim in those canals or don't get in the water. But on a day like today when it's 98 degrees, mm-hmm. water attracts kids. And so they're not going to stay away. Not always, anyway. And so we've got to prepare them to deal with that danger that's out there.
And one of the things that I found to be so tragic was there was recently national headlines about Bodie Miller, the Olympic skier, whose 19-month-old daughter died from drowning on June 10th. And they were over at a friend's house. It was not designated water time. And she slipped out a back door. And she was gone for 30 seconds. That's
so fast.
How quickly this can happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's such a great point that we talk about, and at the Y, we're great about teaching people how to swim, and that's one of our hallmarks. But what we're really talking about here is awareness and supervision. So, even at a backyard pool or even when there's certified lifeguards on duty, we as parents have a responsibility to monitor our kids and to make sure we know, are they near the water? Are they around the water? Is there a chance? And who's really in charge of doing that?
And I thought the one thing that was interesting coming out of this whole thing, when we do have a public figure, like Bodie Miller, they have a voice that a lot of us don't have. And it seems that he and his wife are using that voice to try to get this message across that they're good parents. I think most people who lose children to something like this are good parents, and they are doing their best. But drownings seem to happen the most, as what I said, in that non-designated water time. So we are all so mindful and watching our children like hawks when they're in the water, when they're supposed to be in the water. But it comes back to when they're not supposed to be in the water.
That's right. And where is that water in relationship to where you and your children are? Right? And I couldn't agree with you more that I think most parents really are vigilant over their kids. And I'm a parent of two, and I can't tell you that I knew every second of every day where my kids were when mm-hmm. they were small. I mean, you just don't, right?
You can't know.
But you can know that water is near. You can know that it isn't a danger. And that you can plan for that by putting up barriers or just by making sure to be extra careful. I really like what you said, that we become a little complacent when there's a pool or a canal, you know, because it's just always there. It's part of the environment. And so it becomes less threatening to us.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're, this show and what you're talking about, the statistics, that really is, what's the awareness, right? Just if we can have that, if we can just kind of keep in mind that, hey, there's something around that might be a danger to our, to my child, and I need to be extra vigilant, that will go a long ways.
I'm speaking with David Duro. He is the CEO of the Treasure Valley YMCA, and we're talking about water safety and really sounding the alarm about how serious and how common accidental drownings are and what we can do to prevent them. And once again, we brought this up a little bit before, David, but the idea that a drowning is rarely heard, especially with children, it's usually silent. And I think that, you know, we see in the movies, we see people, you know, help, help, raising their arms and all that. That doesn't, when we're talking about this particular age range, 1 to 5 years old, that is not the case.
Yeah, they can just go face down in the water and inhale that water, and the drowning process starts, and you don't even know. I mean, you referenced the tragedy of the Bodie Miller family, and I think that's what happened there,
mm-hmm.
right? They, all of a sudden, very short period of time, notice that their daughter's missing and go in the backyard, didn't hear a thing, and here's a child, and too late to do anything. Just tragic.
And the American Academy for Pediatrics supports swimming lessons for children. They say for most children 4 years and older. But when we talk about accidental drownings and where Idaho stands, we're second in the nation for 1 year old to 5 years old.
Yeah.
And at the Y, you offer classes for babies.
Yeah, starting at 6 months. And those, you know, people shouldn't be lulled into thinking that because their child's in swim lessons or a program like that, they're safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's still no supervision, no substitute for supervision, but it definitely helps when you can get your child comfortable. If we can get them to, you know, when they feel panicked, to get on their back, if they can know how do I get to the edge, and whether that's the edge of the pool, the canal, the stream, or the pond, that's what's going to save kids, is when we can get them righted in the water where they can float, where they can get on their back, and then they know how to get out. And if they're with somebody who's swimming, how to help without getting in danger themselves.
And that's a huge thing, especially maybe if kids are all in a pool or something like that together.
Yeah, we've seen it happen. And some of the stories are like that, right? Somebody's drowning and somebody tries to help and they end up getting in trouble or drowning themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing what to do on the side is important as well.
And one of the things that that has come out of this tragedy with Bodie Miller and his family is they are on a campaign for what we call water watchers. And this is something where when you are near water, now this is whether children are in the pool or in a lake or wherever they are swimming at the time, if you are around a body of water, you designate one adult to watch all of the children and to be aware of that body of water. How much of a difference do you think something like that would make?
Oh, I think it makes a ton of difference. Number one, just it shows the awareness is up, right? So if we're aware enough to designate somebody to be the watcher, then number one, we've recognized that there's danger around and that we're addressing that. And then two, if we've got that designated person who really says, this is my responsibility, it can really help keep kids out of trouble. You know, a couple of things about that. We don't want the same person doing it all the time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because if you're water watching and you're water watching for 15 minutes or a half an hour, we're human beings and we tend to get lax, which is why we do lifeguard rotations, right? Is because we don't want the same person sitting in the same spot, watching the same part of the pool for too long of a time. Because it increases the risk. So I think it's a great program. It's like designated driver,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right,
it's like
exactly.
One adult who's going to say, I'm going to be responsible for this period of time, not all the time, not always, but for this period of time, I'm going to be the eyes and ears for these kids.
And, you know, you don't want people to panic about something like this, but as a parent myself, I just think it's so important that we talk more about this, because when we have the statistics that we have, not just in Idaho, but around the country, and that these are 100% preventable. And there is no blame to put on anyone. These are accidents. Mm-hmm. But it is a matter of sounding the alarm. And what I mean by that is when we look back to the 80s and 90s and the Back to Bed campaign, when all of a sudden the American Academy of Pediatrics came out and said, put your babies on their back, not on their tummies, when they go to sleep, and we will see a drop in SIDS deaths. And that happened within a matter of years. Do you think something like this can happen with accidental drownings if we actually start talking about it and putting designated plans in place?
Yes, I definitely think it can. And you look at all these campaigns, I think that one's a great one. But even something as basic as seatbelts, right? All we had to do is start saying, you know, let's all do our seatbelts and let's talk about it and let's minimize our risk. And it's worked. And the SIDS program's done the same thing. And you know what's really funny about seatbelts, and could be the case here too, is the kids are the ones that are leading the way, right? They're the first ones latching their seatbelts in the car. And if you don't do it as a parent or adult, they're saying, hey, put your seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we can teach kids about it, they'll be going, oh, we're going to be in the water. Who's
the water watcher?
Right. Who's the person that's going to make sure I do this safely? So I think it's a great idea. It's a great program. We've got to do it, right? We've got to put a stop to this because it's so tragic to see these young lives cut short and the sorrow that they leave behind. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. My heart goes out to any family that's had this kind of a loss.
And I think the great thing about the Y is that it is for all kids. So no matter if you can pay or not, if you think you cannot afford to get your child into swim lessons, you can through the Y.
That's right. Nobody's turned away due to inability to pay. We've got special programs. You know, we've been offering free lessons for refugees for a long period of time. Now, new Americans who come here and have the dangers of this world, which you wouldn't think of after they've been and through what some of the refugees have been. But they need to learn how to swim. They need to stay safe.
I want to thank my guest today, David Duro, the CEO of the Treasure Valley YMCA. We've been talking about water safety and the need to talk about it. So I appreciate you coming in and having this conversation.
Thank you so much. Let's all be safe.